Let's start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda Bromenstein.
Every Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows that we have to prepare for Yontif as a Yontif. The Torah tells us we're meant to treat you like a Yontif. The Kasha is asked, Hayitochen, it's Yom Adin. Yom Adin, there could be nothing more terrifying or frightening. But Chazal tell us, Betuchim Shias Lehnes, we're totally confident, everybody's confident. Betuchim Shias Lehnes. And then we hear the opposite. You have to have Emes Hadin. Which way? Is it meant to be Emes Hadin or Betuchim Shias Lehnes? So, we've got different things to look at. We have the Pasuk in Nehemiah. Nehemiah, capital Ches, Pasuk Tes. It says, Nehemiah told the people, because they were crying, it was Rosh Hashanah, and they were very, very upset because of their Averis. We know, actually, I don't know if everybody realizes this, at the time when Klal Yisrael meant to return to Eretz Yisrael, 42,360 people came back. That's what it says in the Pasuk. 42,360 people, the whole of the Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in the Pasuk. But they came, Nehemiah said to the people, Hayoim Kodesh Shul Hashem Alekechem. Rosh Hashanah, it's today is Kodesh. Al Tisavlu, don't be in Avelus. Al Tivku, don't cry. Ki Boichim Kolaom, Keshomom Esdivri HaTorah. All the people were crying when they heard the Torah of Hayoim Alehem, and he said to them, Lechu Ichlu Mashmanim, Mushsu Mamtakim. Takin. You should eat to eat. Eat. Go and eat. Lechu Ichlu Mashmanim, Mushsu Mamtakim. Send out food packages to the people who haven't got. Ve'al te'otzvu, don't be depressed. Why? It doesn't say don't be depressed because everything's going to be alright. It doesn't say don't be depressed because it's not Yom Adin. It says ve'al te'al te'otzvu, why? Ki chedvas Hashem hi me'uzchem. What does this mean? We don't understand this phrase at all. The reason why Nehemiah was comforting the people who were crying in Rosh Hashanah, who were very much ba'atz, was very depressed, very, very sad. He said, Chedvas Hashem himu'uzchem. What is this Chedvas Hashem himu'uzchem? So I found something which I think may be a mafteach to understanding this phrase. It says, Dirsha Hashem b'motzoi, kirub yoyse koroiv. These are the 10 days, Eila sor yomim, shbein roshon v'yem kippurim. Dirsha Hashem b'motzoi, search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'motzoi, ways to be found. Kuru, call him b'yoyse koroiv when he's close by. So are they referring to the same thing? No. It says, b'motzoi is Rosh Hashanah. B'yoysei Korov is Yom Kippur. Different things completely. Dirsha Hashem b'motzoi is Rosh Hashanah, because b'motzoi, Rosh Hashanah, umamsh in front of the Rebbein Shalaylo. Kol boi oylo moivin lefonu kivnei muroin. We can't say vidu because umamsh in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could we dare say it? Yom Kippur is b'yoysei Korov. So the Semes says, the Dish Hashem Mimotzi Guru Beisikor is two different things. One's Inyan of Torah, one's Inyan of Tefillah. The Torah is b'motzoi and tefillah is b'yosikorov. What's the pshat? B'motzoi is Rosh Hashanah, like Torah. Torah we know is mamash with the Rabbein Shleim. The Rabbein Shleim is now with Torah and Yisrael. So it's interesting that Torah, when Berchus Torah says v'harivno, don't find it with any other mitzvah. V'harivno is going to be geshmak. Why? Because Torah is going to be besimcha, like the Eglei Tal says. The ik is the yisos misanig v'limud. The ik is the geshmak in learning. The person loves it. Not just he's learning, all mitzvahs you have to do. But this one specifically, it's about Gishmak. Why? Because b'motzoi. It's with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ein shchina sherem teich simcha. So Rosh Hashanah is the time of b'motzoi. So Nechemia says to the people, you know why you shouldn't be depressed? Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Where do we find those two words of chedva and mo'uzchem, ois? So I've thought it's a pasuk in Devarei Yomim, which you say every single morning. Hoyd v'hod lefonov, ois v'chedva bimkoymoy. So bimkoymoy, that's Rosh Hashanah, is ois v'chedva. What's ois v'chedva? The Rosh Hashanah is ois because there's a strength. What's our strength? That we are bimkoymoy. Our strength comes from our Yerushalayim, from our awareness that we're in front of the Rebbeinu Shem, the Rebbeinu Shem is deciding the Yichyeh Miyomus, that it's a Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchim Lefonov. We can't say Hallel, we can't say Shira. That's our ois, that's our strength. Our strength comes from a very, very strong Yerushalayim a person has in Rosh Hashanah. Tremendous sense of Rosh Hashanah. Ad Kedei Kach, we say in Kategenas, a snegel is shofar because shofar is kelifnim. Shofar is mamash kelifnim. It's as if a person's nichnas if naivnim, like he's a kohen gadol. Keilu. Keilu is a kohen gadol. That's darga of shofar. Shofar is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is bimkoimai. It's ois v'chedva bimkoimai. Because it says it's the dir shashem bimotzai. It's not the korav yosakorav. That's in Kippur. It's dir shashem bimotzai. In Rosh Hashanah, mamash in the presence of the Rebbein Shleilam. So Nehemiah says to the people, al te'otzfu. You can't be depressed. Chedvas Hashem miuschem. What's the chedvas Hashem? Everybody knows in Sheva Brachas we say all the shyness of happiness and closeness. Gila Rino Ditsa v'chedva Ava v'achva v'shalom v'reyus. Tremendous the shyness of happiness and joy and closeness. And one of them is chedva. Ditsa v'chedva. What's this chedvas Hashem imuschem? I think what it means is as follows. The distance we have, the distance we feel the whole year, the darkness of the year is not so dark once a year. One day a year it's not so dark. One day a year it's lighter. Le David Hashem Oiri V'yishi. Oiri is Rosh Hashanah. It's my light. What's the light of Rosh Hashanah? The light of Rosh Hashanah is Hakara, facing the truth. That we face the truth in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we've got no excuses anymore. Rosh Hashanah, we can't get a lawyer. We can't get defense attorneys. We can't build up a file, build up a case. Nothing. You go in front of the Rebbein Shem just by yourself. By yourself. Like the one sheep passes in front of the shepherd all on its own. And it's part of a big flock, but it passes mamash alone in front of the shepherd. So we go tomorrow morning, every one of us, alone. That's the oil. That's the light. The darkness is the whole year. But Oiri is Rosh Hashanah. That's the Dirsh Hashem Behimotsoi. So it's the most amazing time. It's the most wonderful Yontif. It's the time when there's such a closeness with Rebbein Shalom. It's not even the closeness of Yom Kippur. Because that's B'Yosei Koroiv. It's behimotsoi. We're mamash there. Perhaps that's why you don't say Hallel. Because what's Hallel for? The tachlis of Hallel is to become more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tachlis of Hallel is to show gratitude, show thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the miracles He's done for us, and as a result of that, to come closer to Him. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we don't need it. Go Sefer Chaim, Sefer Meisim, Suchim Lefonov. We don't need it. We're so close to Hashem Rosh Hashanah. So that's why Nehemiah says, Al Te'otzvu, don't be depressed. It's not appropriate. Ein Hashchina Sherem Teich Simcha. You're in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Simcha. So that's why he says, L'chu Echlu Mashmanim, M'shesu Mamtakim, V'shilchu Mono Yisla'i Nochein Loi. Maybe there's another reason why as well. What does it mean if you're doing this sort of thing? You're eating, you're drinking, you're sending out packages to Le'in Lochin Loi. It means you've got Avos Yisroel. It means you love other Yidden as well. Very often when a person's chalil in a matzah of difficulty or danger, they're just focused on their problem. They don't think about anybody else at all. Just me. My issue, my difficulty, my worry, my fear, my pain. And here, Rosh Hashanah, every single Yid's in the same matzav. Every single Yid in the whole world is margish. I'm oymed lifnei abayre. He's deciding mi yichye mi yomus. He's deciding everything. Everyone's in the same matzav. Everyone feels the same anxiety, the same fear, the same nervousness. And yet, shilchu monos lein nochin loy. Why? Because Avas Yisroel is an outcome of Avas Hashem. Why should that be? Because our closeness with Rabbein Shloim, our appreciation of Rabbein Shloim, makes us in love not just with Hashem but with His children too. You get invited in somebody's house, you want them to invite you a second time, make a fuss of their kids. Make a fuss of their children or of their grandchildren, and you endear yourself to them because it's His kids. So who are the children of the Rebbein Shloim? Bonim Atim Hashem Lekechem. We're all the children of the Rebbein Shloim. How much we care about Yidden is an indication of our closeness with Hashem. That's why, and this is, again is a new hesber, tshuva tefillot tzedakah mavir nisra'a gzeira. The gzeira goes away from tshuva tefillot tzedakah. Why from tzedakah? Poshut, because if you're kind, HaKadosh Baruch will be kind to you. You're kind to someone else, the Rebbein will be kind to you. But it's not just that. It's because your kindness and your caring to others shows that you understand Bonim Atim Hashem Lekechem. Every Yid's a child of Hashem. So I'm expressing my love and closeness and devotion to the Rebbein Shloilam by the chesed that I do, by the tzedakah that I give, by how much I concern myself with other people's difficulties. So that's the Ois V'chedva B'mkayim. There's a Gemara in Brochus, Daf Koches, on the base, which I think is a tremendous source of his iris when thinking about this balance, this, the Pachad, the Emes Adin, and the other side. I wanted to begin with what two Rosh Tevis that I made up, just to remember the Yesoidus of how to get through Rosh Hashanah the right way. The first is, tonight, when we have the fish head, or the sheep head, we daven to Rebbein Shem Shnei L'Roish V'Lo L'Zonov. You want to be on top. Shnei L'Roish V'Lo L'Zonov. You want to be on top. What does it mean you want to be on top? Top is Rosh HaTevis. Thankful, optimistic and positive. Rosh, the top, be on top. Thankful, optimistic and positive. That's an English Rosh HaTevis. Well, if you can have carrots, because it's merah in Yiddish, then you can make Chazar Rosh HaTevis. The side of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being thankful, by being grateful, being maske chas de'amokim. We're optimistic, we're hopeful. We paint a whole beautiful picture of v'chein tein pachtecho Hashem leikeinu al kol ma'asecho v'imosra al kol ma'asecho, everything v'yiruchakol ha'masim yedekol poke ata pa'altoi. Fantastic, beautiful, beautiful picture. V'chein tzadikim yirismochu. Very, very optimistic, very positive. How many years have we said that? Mashiach still hasn't come. But we're optimistic this year. Should be this year. V'chein tzadikim yirismochu. And positive. Positive about what? Belief in our ability to change. Another Rosh HaTevis that I said, this one we won't remember so well because it's a little bit longer. I said, otherwise, Emes HaDin paralyzes you. You paralyze the Emes HaDin. You're so scared about Rosh Hashanah, you're so scared about Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, you don't make any changes, you don't make any move. You're stuck in the sand. What's the sand? Sand is you're scared, you're anxious, you're negative, and you're depressed. You're stuck in the sand. You're scared, you're anxious, you're negative, and you're depressed. You're stuck in the sand. So how does one make progress? Brochus of Kofresim based Ton Rabbonim says Shikhol Reblezin his Talmidim Mevakroi. When Reblezin was not well, his Talmidim came to be Mevakeh Chayle. Omer Loi Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Orchas Chaim and Iskeben Chaim Abo. They said, Rebbe, teach us Orchos Chaim the way to live, so we should be Zoichet Olam Abo. Omer Lehem, he said to them. The first thing he said to them is a chapella. His haru b'chvoid chavreichem. Be very careful about the honor of other people. How do you get olam haba from that? Why does the kovod that you give to other people bring you olam haba? The answer is olam haba is chaim ruchniyim. It's a life where spiritual things matter. You show how much of a ruchni you are by understanding kovod. Kovod's not gashmius. Kovod's ruchnius. The fact that you're marich another person means you value the spiritual content of that person. That's his harbuch veit chavarich. The Gemara continues. Kshecholar b'yechim in zakai nichas v'tamid v'levakroi. Yechon Zakeh was not well. His talmidim came to b'mivachicheile. Kim shiroisam hischelivkois. As soon as he saw them, he began to cry. Omroi talmidov. So his talmidim said to him. They said to their rebbe, Nei Yisrael, you're the light of Klal Yisrael. Amud hayimini. Patushachozok. Min meimatu boicha. What are you crying about? Omar Lahem, so he said to them, Ilu lifnei melech bosav adomo yomelichin oisi. If they were taking me in front of a human king, Shayoim kan, amocha bekeve, today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave, Shim koya solai in kas oikas oilom, if he is angry with me, his anger is not permanent, Vim oisrani ein isuris oilom, if he locks me up, it's not forever, Vim miseni ein misosim is oilom, and even if he puts me to death, I won't be dead forever, because I'll go to oilom abo, Vani yoch lefais vidvorim, and this human king can be bribed, can be put in vice versa, you can say nice things to him perhaps, Well, a shachter of a moment, you give him money, Ava became a Yisi Boicha. Nevertheless, if I was being taken in front of a human king, I'd be crying my eyes out. And now they're taking me in front of Melech Malchem Lochem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shuchai v'kayom, he lives forever. Lo'ilom lo'im olomim. Shimkoyes olai kasa kasa olom. If his anger, his anger is forever. V'misrani yisuris olom. V'miseni misos misas olom. V'ein yochel avayse b'dvorim. V'loy l'shachter b'momen. I can't pay my way out. I can't say nice things and flatter him. V'loy oid. Elo sheyesh lefonai shnei drochim achas shel gan eden v'achas shel gehenem v'ein yoideh be'ezem lichem oisi, and I don't know which way they're going to take me, whether to gan eden or to gehenem. But like, efka, shouldn't I be crying? So we look at this Gemara and we say, I don't understand it. We're talking about a very, very great person, Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's so nervous, he's so scared, he doesn't know whether he's going to go to gan eden or to Gehenna. So what do we take from this Gemara? I think we see one thing from this Gemara. This is like the Briskarov said about the Yoiv. Yoiv is one of the three Yoitzim of Paroi. Yisroi objected to Paroi's plan. Bilam agreed with it. And Eoi was shosak. No response. Just quiet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yisurin. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him Yisurin? Because he was shosak. So Briskarov said very famously, as Tutvei Shreitman, if it hurts you, you scream. That's Pshat in this Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's a metzias. If we understand what it means to go in front of Melech Malchem Lochem, if we believe it, then it's not Shaykh Vlayevka. And the Ein Yedeh Beis Derech Melichin Oisid, whether it's Gan Eden or to Gehenem, just the very fact that there are two options was enough to make Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cry. So we say, of course, the Emes Hadin of Rosh Hashanah is incredibly great. You go to any shul, and it comes from Sana Toikif, everybody's out of their mind. Everybody's completely, completely gone with their fear, their emotion, they're begging the Rabbein Shloilom. It's not just the loud volume of Utshuva Tfilat Sot Mavirus Rag Zera. It's the regesh. It's the pleading with the Rabbein Shloim. It's begging Bar Olam to give us another chance when we say Utshuva Tfilat Sot Mavirus Rag Zera. That explains how we get through. Gemara Shana tells us how we blow a second lot of tkiyas, k'dei la'avra sotn. And Taisra says there, Pirish ba'oruch, very famous, oruch from Yerushalmi, bilam oves lo netzach, uksiv v'hoya v'yoy ma'u yitokim v'shoifah godl, kad shoma kal shipura zimna chado. When the sotn hears the sound of the shoifah the first time, Bohil v'loy bohil. He gets confused, but not so confused. The kadshoma tinyan, when he hears the shofar a second time, Omer vada, he says for sure, Zeu shipura di yitoka b'shofar godl, umota zimna lemizbala, umis arviv, v'lesle p'nai lemevet kategoria. Meridikar Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, when the shofar's blown a second time, the sotan says, this is for sure, this is it. This is Mashiach. Why is the sotan such a fool? Why is he tricked every single year? It's Dova Poshet, why? Because we're really very, very close at that time. Klal Yisrael, every Rosh Hashanah is very close to Mashiach. Is very close to Gula. Because Yidden are so erlich. Yidden are so sincere. They're trying their utmost. They're doing their very, very best to say, I want to change. I want the year to be a new year. Not just a better year because of the things that are happening to me, but more importantly, a better year because I will be better. Because I'm changing. Because I'm not going to be stuck in the sand, the scared, the anxious, the negative, the depressed. I'm not going to be stuck with it. I'm going to change. There's a Tosfos here in Rosh Hashanah, Haggah in the Tosfos, which tells us about how easy it is to achieve this. It says, one of the middos of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which you mentioned in Gimel Middos, is that Hashem is Chanun. So he explains what that means. Ki midas rachmim hiv shloi beis tzoro. Midas rachmim is when there's not a tzoro. Ki beterim tagia tzoro hu merachim shloi tovoi. Before the tzoro comes, Hashem Yisborach is merachim on us that the tzoro shouldn't happen. Avol chanun hu, b'akurish boruch hu is chanun, shechoinein b'eis hadchak, ligoil hatsoyek, k'dichsiv chinoin yochnecho l'koy zakcho, umidazu kav yochel, shebal koyach yeshloi, lochoin el hatsoyek, af sheloi kedin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this middah that he'll be merciful, he'll favor the person who's crying out to him, even if that person has got no right to ask for what he's asking. K'dichsiv, v'hoyo k'yitzak elai v'shomati k'chanun oni, k'loima, af al pisha b'din b'ho avoit liyodcho, even though this person has the pledge, has the security in his hands, b'din, Kiel Viso Lov, because he lent the money to the loiver on this security. Viso Lov Moisecho. Afal Pikain, to Shivenu Loi, still give him back his pledge. Why? His security. Kiem Yitzak Eli, because if he calls out to me, if a Yid calls out through Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hamido Hikach, this is a Mido. The Mido She'esh Matzakosoi, that I will listen to his crying, Levisha Chanun Ani, because I'm Chanun. Ve'eini Yochoy Lirois Ba'onyoi, and I can't see his affliction. Unbelievable, Tosfos says over here, the Mido of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is that even though the person's not justified, he's got no right to ask for what he's asking, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Chanun. And because he's chanun, therefore, afal pishib din bo avoit, kach yamido. She'esh matzakosoi lefi shechanun ani. I'm chanun ve'ein yoch liris bo'oni. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't hold up. I can't hold myself back. That's what Hashem says. I say, I have to give in, because he's crying out to me. Ki ntsoi ki yitzak ilai. So Rosh Hashanah is this incredible day of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just b'yoseh korov, but b'himotzoi, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mamash, he's there, and the simcha of Rosh Hashanah is because he's there. The simcha is we're so besimcha, we're so appreciative of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's kindness to us that he doesn't just draw us close. But it's Dir Shashem Be'imotzoi. The Rosh Hashanah with Mamash, we're there. We're with Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rav Dessler says over in the name of his father used to always tell him, in order for you to take Rosh Hashanah seriously, you've got to look at the last year. You've got to look at all the things that happened in the last year. Now we know in the last year there have been lots of simchas, lots of good things, lots of brachas, lots of yeshuas, lots of unexpected yeshuas as well. But we also know it's been a very difficult year. We've heard of things this last year we never heard before. Chmon Etzlon, teenage suicides, Shem Yirachem. We've heard families who suffered and are suffering so much from children leaving Yiddishkeit. So many people need Shidduchim. So many people need Parnosa. So many people need Refuas. Where I daven last year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Rav was still giving droshes, speaking now. Well, it's long, he had a stroke, he's incapacitated, he can't do anything. When was it next? Last Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Zilberger, Shifur Shleim, Avram Ben Esther, Shleim. Nosson Vakshal, he's Rifur Shleim. So many Chaylim. Avram Yaakov Ben Sarachan, Rifur Shleim. So many people need refuas. It's last Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looked at us. He saw our Elochkeit, he saw our goodness. He decided to be Geizer whatever he was Geizer. And now we're at Rosh Hashanah, we're facing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we say, how can we get through this Rosh Hashanah? So I thought we should finish with two eitzes which are phenomenal. One is, I saw there's a set, besides the five chalokim Michtam Aliyah from Rav Dessler, the two chalokim just on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. And there I saw the most amazing thing from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes, he said, Bedin, no one can be Zoicha, only Barachmim. Only can be Barachmim. But whenever we judge another person, in Shemayim they're judging us. And if we are Don the Kafschus, then the Rebbeinu Shlom is Don us the Kafschus. And he says, when a person finds it difficult to be Don the Kafschus, it's because we haven't got enough Avos Yisrael. We have to have lots and lots of Avos Yisrael to love Yidden, and then we can be done kafschus. When we see somebody doing something which looks very wrong, we think the most imaginative, ingenious justification of why maybe, perhaps, this might be the reason why he's doing this and this thing, even though it's extremely far-fetched, because that's done kafschus. That's the mitzvah tzedek tishma misach, but not because of the mitzvah. Just push it to get through. And he writes there an incredible loshen. The Desperate writes this loshen. I was quite shocked by it. He says, Hayoshva kisse din al acherim, Yeshva shemayim al kisse din olov, Ve'ev shala odom, Peshumoi from Lizkois rachmim, Rakim unoyeg lot nacherim kafskos. Umi shloi tikin chisorim ze, Yochoi lipoil barosh Hashanah v'lo yeida lomo. If somebody has not been masakin this chisor, and he said he could fall down on Rosh Hashanah, and he's no idea why. He's done lots of mitzvahs, lots and lots of good things. He's doing what the Rebbeinu Shem wants. He's learning, he's davening, he's doing stock. He does alles, everything he does. He doesn't know why he fell down Rosh Hashanah. It's because it's felt in Don Kafschus. Now he says, with din, you can't get through. You can only get through with Rachmim, and that creates Rachmim. There's a Merdeka Yisoid of Desta that is Megala to us. The other thing I saw in Derech Hashem, Rav Moshe Chaim Satter says the following. It says in Ramchal, phenomenal, phenomenal chizuk for us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Yoshev HaKisei Din on Rosh Hashanah. But Midas HaDin is Mechayev Rachmim. It's Mechayiv Rachmim. When? Kol HaMerachim Al HaBriyos Merachmim Olav Min HaShemayim. When you show mercy to others, when you're kind to somebody who doesn't deserve kindness, when you forgive someone who doesn't deserve forgiveness, when you're good to somebody who doesn't seem to in any way deserve goodness, you have been kind of bedin, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, bedin has to be merachim on you because you are a merachim. That's what it says in Derech Hashem. He does it bedin. There was zoicha because we're merachim. That person, he came to you yesterday for tzedakah. Why are you giving him again today? He came yesterday. He's driving me mad. I just gave him. Why is he asking again? Your kids drive you crazy. Your wife asks you for this or for that, and you say, you know, leave me alone. And you say to yourself, Rosh Hashanah's here. It's Kemat Rosh Hashanah. It's Kemat. We want the mid of Rachmanis. We've got to be thankful to the Rabbein Shalom, but not just thankful to the Rabbein Shalom, thankful to people. To people. For whatever they do. Somebody holds the door open for you. Don't walk through. Say thank you. Being optimistic. Sometimes the worst thing for your health is to listen to the news. You don't have to be optimistic if you listen to the news. You say, how do I do it? How is it shaykh to always be optimistic? Not be optimistic because we believe in the goodness of Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is this wonderful, wonderful day of Dirshu Hashem b'motzoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu is right here. And that Emes Hadin, that Pachad, together with the Simcha, together with the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, the Al Te'otzvu, remembering the Al Te'otzvu, don't be depressed. Don't say things are going to be bad. Say no, things are going to be good, they'll work out. The Al Te'otzvu. Ki Ched Vas Hashem Imo Uzchem. We ask the Rebbein Shloilam to look at us favorably. We have to look favorably at others. It's not just that, it's something much deeper than that. The greatest hiskaros we ever have with Hashem is from a very simple thing. Just admitting he does everything. It's all him. Everything is Rebbein Shloilam. The whole chet is when we think it's me. We recognize it's all the Rabbein Shalom. He's making the next year. He's everything good that we've had is from him. Nothing is our own achievement. The Rabbein Shalom says to us, I'm only asking you to do something very small. Pischuli Pesach kepischuli shel machatz. And what will I do with that? Shana, these wonderful 10 days are starting tonight. We beg the Rabbein Shloilam. Tichle Shana v'kiloisel, tochel Shana b'rchoisel, that the last year, everything difficult in the last year should be over. And tochel Shana b'rchoisel, that you, us, the whole of Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to Shnas Chaim or Geula to Ksiv Chasim Toiva, a year filled only with Suras Toiva. It should be the year of Chayn Tein Pachtecho, the year with Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Kol. Amen. 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 Amen.